A church in Southern California has begun offering the spiritual equivalent of fast food for the faithful. Busy, stressed-out suburbanites can now pause for reflection at a drive-up prayer booth at an Orange County strip mall. Deborah Baer of member station KPCC reports.
In the middle of the gritty parking lot of an old strip mall in Tustin, Leanne Grant is leaning into the window of a passenger van and delivering a quick prayer.
We just ask that you would bless this family, God. Give them an understanding of who you are and how much
Grant is a pastor and youth director at the Main Place Christian Fellowship Church just across the street. In February, it converted an old photo mart stand into a drive-through prayer booth.
This is as real as it gets, standing in a parking lot. Could there be a better place? I mean, this is where people are. This is where we should be.
The booth is quirky. It looks something like a dollhouse, painted in bright yellows and greens with lots of flowers, a couple of kids' faces, some praying hands, and a Bible. There's a drive-through window on one side, a walk-up entrance on the other. A sign visible from busy Red Hill Avenue right off the 5 freeway says free prayer, free Bibles, and bottled water.
It's great. Usually we ride up on our bike, so this is the first time on our car, so it's great.
Ken, who didn't want his last name used, spotted the booth last week on his way home from picking up his kids at school. This is his fourth visit.
Busy days running by and you see it. Wow, I can stop. Take me 2 minutes, take me 5 minutes, and I can do what I need to do and go.
Ken's 7-year-old daughter, Brickell, says she likes praying at the drive-through.
I like it because God's helping us.
It's a good thing she likes it because her dad's developing a serious prayer habit. He says he swings by nearly every day to request prayers for his family and friends and for the environmental health of the planet.
You have the attitude that, well, if I'm not going to do it, you never know. Maybe that one time it will do it. You could compare it to voting, I guess. Everyone makes a difference, you know, the more you have, the better it gets.
Ken says he likes the results. His family is stronger and they're going to church more. And that's the point of drive-through prayer, says Don Rail, pastor of prayer at the Main Place Church.
A person leaves here feeling better and then hopefully, likely, they're willing to want to come back and pray some more, or they might come over to church and hear the word of God in a more full way.
Rail staffs the booth with ministers and volunteers like Leanne Grant from 9 to 5 daily. But the drive-through prayer business isn't exactly brisk. Not like the Del Taco drive-through at the end of the parking lot or the Jolly Jug liquor store. Some days Grant's lucky to get even one prayer seeker. But there's always a steady stream of drive-by gawkers. She just waves and smiles.
There'll be a time when maybe they are so broken inside that this is the place they know to come to. They remember, hey, that weird prayer booth in the parking lot.
You guys want to pray again with me? Okay, let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you so much for the amazing God that you are. We thank you for
NPR News, I'm Deborah Baer in Tustin, California.